So we're in the middle right now of basically Shane Varego. But okay. So again, all this is part of the. Again, we're trying to be a little more very specific, even as we are continuing to kind of keep the broader picture in front of us. That's a little bit challenging to do. So on the bigger picture side, as we've discussed, we're trying to see whether or not there are different mechayvim and mazik, and that whether or not arba avos nezikin, and, you know, adam mazik, if it's not included, you know, constitute one theme, two themes, five themes, seven themes, whatever it is, or whether fundamentally, again, we're dealing with a single idea, a single concept, or at least a group of concepts. That's a little more complicated. And this really just affects pretty much everything. In other words, just to explain a little more, so far I'm just repeating things that we've discussed, the more we find, like, very subtle, let's say, differences, you know, between the treatment of the avos, and the question is, you know, how to assess that. So depending on which of these bigger positions that we take, and there are quite a few in between, right, we're either talking about, you know, very small potatoes, one could say, meaning really very... there's really not much that's at stake. In other words, if we take the view that fundamentally all of the nezikin are the same, so for example, in addition to all the other things that we've talked about already, like, you know, real nafkamina, what about shutfin within, shutfin across the board, ileki lishtalu mehai, you know, applied to this one or to that one, the level of shmira, the level of onus. I mean, those are more concrete things, obviously. And kal v'chomer ben b'dosh or kal v'chomer, if we're talking about some of the more subtle things, like the order of the psukim and the parsha and mishpatim, what's in mishpatim, what's not in mishpatim, right? If adam ha-mazik is not in mishpatim, is that significant? Certainly the others are in mishpatim. But the order in mishpatim, right? And, you know, what comes... You know, are there hefsek, you know, with other dinim in the middle, you know, of the avos nezikim? Do we really care about? I mean, we care about everything. To make it clear, right? Everything is significant. But what really is at stake is what I'm really asking. Do we care that, you know, certain phrases and emphases, you know, appear like in some of the avos nezikim and not in others? Like, you know, where does the din of metav, you know, even if it applies across the board and even to other things, where does the Torah say it explicitly? Right? Does that matter? Do we care where the Torah uses the expression v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav in connection with which avos yes and which avos no? Do we care whether or not the Torah uses terminology, you know, verbs or passives or... You know, even less than that to describe, you know, what it is that we're dealing with, right? The, you know, whether it's Shane and Regel or Karen, right? Are we describing the action? Are we describing the scenario? Does any of that matter? the order of the Mishnah, does that matter? Right? If the order, you know, it's a parallel question to the order, you know, of the psukim. You know, both in the initial list of the Mishnah and in the lo reis, right? When the Gemara has habaminas, you know, that are, you know, interesting, and we zero in on them when we freeze them. So, in addition to the question whether they, you know, remain, you know, on any level as an echo, let's say lamaskana, you know, the habaminas themselves, like, you know, if the Gemara thought this is what we did a little quick survey through Dalet Amud Aleph at least last time. If the Gemara thought that, you know, Mechalia Karna, you know, Lo Mechalia Karna is a factor in Shane, you know, is there any kind of a hava mina, you know, similarly with regard to regel. If the Gemara thought with regard to regel that shalak shluche or ozla mimela would make a difference, you know, especially if we, obviously in both cases or in any cases, if we think that those are, you know, not just small technical places to draw the line, but they're, you know, they imply a different emphasis, right? Is it significant that mostly they thought that about regel, right, and not about shein? And on the contrary, right, a shein is a reason, you know, to reject that in regel, you know, and regel is a reason to reject that, you know, in shein. Do we care about these differences or not? The more, and more than that, obviously. So what I'm trying to say is, the more we think, you know, that all of the Nezikin are basically one and that the differences between them are small, we still care. You know, it still might be a Gili Milsa, it still might be a, you know, a compensation here or there, etc. But again, our default position is going to be that these differences are small and minor, and that, you know, whatever the Torah wants to teach us, or whatever diukim that we're making about in one context, is most likely, at least in principle, going to apply, you know, to the others as well. And if it's not, then it's going to be for very technical reasons. However, if we take the alternative, you know, view of Avos Hazikin, and that is that they do represent different paradigms, different mechayvim, or at least a different emphasis of the mechayvim, in some cases maybe even totally different mechayvim. So then the fact that the Torah, either in overcompensating or in restricting, you know, the order, the emphasis, the havaminas, you know, and so on and so forth, all that becomes, you know, very important, subtle, but, you know, perhaps pattern, you know, feeding, you know, material, right, that you know, that confirms and that, you know, furthers our conviction, right, that we're dealing with different mechatim. And that's kind of where we are. So the reason that we went through the Shakla V'Tarya last time was to identify some of those issues, but the relationship between, let's say Keren, Shein, and Regel within the Shore world, let's call it, right? And also to figure out what, you know, to what extent they derive from each other, etc. And that becomes a very critical issue. Now, of course, in this question of, you know, different Mechayvim approach, or, you know, everything is one, or the differences are small, and so on approach, it's very reasonable, as we've discussed, you know, to say that it's not all or nothing. You know, the extreme way is to say that if there's one Mechayiv, then, you know, that is true for all of the Mazikin. And the most extreme way is that includes Bor, and that includes Adam HaMazik, you know, and, you know, then you're going to take this approach across the board. However, even if you don't want to say it about everything, the idea that Adam HaMazik might be different, or the idea that Bor might be different, or that Eish might be different, or that Karen might be different, is certainly very reasonable. And then the question is, where do you draw the line? Like, in emphasizing or in noticing the order, the Torah's selectivity, why does it say Re'ehu, you know, and we're Memait, Hektesh, and Akum, and Hefker, you know, Dafka in Karen, you know, and not in the, you know, not in the others, you know, and is there really a debate whether it applies, you know, with regard to the others or not? I mean, the Gemara only has it, the Psukim, but that's based on Re'ehu, is only with respect to Karen. Pali Tosasan Davav suggests that Huadin, across the board, it applies to Adam HaMazik, it certainly applies to Shein V'Regel, it'll apply to the other things as well. And the Chaschinuch already points out that that the Rambam, right, only applies explicitly, at least, the Dinim of Re'ehu to Karen. And there's a big discussion in the Achron, does that, you know, does that mean the Huadin, and the Rambam is just reflecting where the Makar is? Or is it possible that you would be Mechalik? Right? That would be an important distinction. I think we mentioned it when we were talking about substantive, you know, issues to differentiate between So this is really what we are trying to do at the moment, and that's the reason that we read the Gemara very carefully. So, you know, in the if it isn't all or nothing, and there are certain mazikim which are more likely to be different than others, like on a mamazik, you know, which we've already demonstrated, both logically and in terms of makoros, it being in the Mishnah, being in the Hoskovel, you know, it being a direct, you know, connection between the guy with the bank account and the guy, and the act of the hezek, and so on and so forth, you know, or the muad liolam, which we'll discuss in detail. Bor, because of all of its, you know, unique features, etc. So just as, you know, there might be some very obvious different mechayvim, even if generally niskimamun is a single mechayiv, right, so too there are some avos nezikin that appear to be more similar to each other, having greater affinity with each other, you know, such that there is, you know, even if generally we're talking about different mechayvim, you know, when we're talking about them, mostly we're talking about different, you know, factors that get to the same place, right? Like we were talking about last time, right? You know, let's say that of course the best candidate for those, if you have to identify, is Shein Veregel, right? It's easy to say about Shein Veregel, you know, that they are the, you know, the most same, basically. You know, and that because, you know, you might say that even though the, you know, we're focusing on seemingly two different points, and this is the question now, right? One is Yesh Hanola Hazeka, and the other is Matsuri, Ragil, right? That maybe these are just, you know, two ways to establish, you know, Matsuri, right? And, you know, one is Matsuri because it's just happens frequently, you know, it's ubiquitous. And the other is Matsui in the sense that it's, you know, legamri ena mishuna, it's ragil, in terms of the behavior of the animal in question. And, you know, Shein Veregel, I'm sorry, Regel and, yeah, Shein Veregel, therefore, are one category. The fact that both are Pater Bishus Arabin, namely, that they don't have any Hilchoseim difference on the surface, obviously contributes to that impression. The fact that they perhaps are learned out from the same pasuk, right, contributes to that impression. The fact that according to one view in the Gemara they might be learned out from the same word, you know, contributes to that impression. When the Gemara says, you know, hey mafkis, and therefore both should be included, right, if you assume that line doesn't make any sense, if we're talking about two mechayvim, even equally compelling mechayvim, you know, then you could say that it leads to that impression, namely, that basically they are the same. So there are numerous reasons to think that Shein Veregel are, you know, even if the others are different, that Shein Veregel are the same. The truth is, you might have said that about Karen, Shein, and Regel. But obviously, Shein Veregel more, and then Karen, Shein Veregel less. Karen's relationship to the others is trickier. I mean, there's no question about it. On the one hand, it's Shor, and you have that line of the Gemara, you know, that, you know, Tana Shor v'kol Mili de Shor. And the question is whether it gets, you know, but again, so that's one way to look at it. And then you could say all living animals or living, you know, creatures, you know, that are owned by Bailim, you know, have the same Mechayev, but it's still totally different than Bor and Eish and Adam Amazik and so on. But there are also very good reasons to think, you know, that Karen, you know, is one of the most outlined, one of the most, you know, sui generis, one of the most singular, you know, of the poems, right? Because, you know, Kavanas al-Hazik, the transition from Tam to Muad, again, depending on how you understand all of that, namely, do you need a transition? You know, is Palganiska Knossa relevant? Is Palganiska Mamona relevant? All the things that we've already touched on and which we, you know, will continue to expect. But certainly, the relationship of the shores to each other is one place to draw the line, and even more so, Shein Veregel is a different place. But we were trying to emphasize the other day is that maybe even Shein Veregel, vis-a-vis each other, right, constitute different Makayim. And that would be if, notwithstanding the fact that they're in the same Parsha, for sure, right, are they really from the same word? Even if they're from the same word, the other way to read the Gemara, namely, that what the Gemara means is that, not that, you know, yeah, you should be marbur them both because they're the same, but you should be marbur them both because, let's say, they're of equal stature. Maybe different mechaibim, but equal stature. It's interesting, if you look at the Rajba, we're going to look at a whole bunch of Rajbas in a minute, that's one of the things I wanted to do today, I wanted you to look at the Rashi Tosis Rajba. Some of the Shita Bugubed says, but we'll start with the Rajba, because he has, I think the Rajba on this topic is just very complex. Meaning there's all sorts of mixed signals, but I think he's constantly addressing this question. Although, again, you know, from opposite points of view. There's a lot of, you know, conflict in the Rajbas in general about a whole bunch of things, you know, in this on these topics. But anyway, so the Rajba on Hey, if anybody has it open, just this is an example, on Hey Fa Mafkis Minayu, you know, says, don't think that that means, you know, that it neutral. Does anybody have language? You have it? Nothing? It's, don't think that means, I have a Rajba here anyway, that, don't think that means that, you know, the low re'es don't exist, right? Because that isn't true. What we really mean is that you have an equally compelling case for each. That's how he starts off. Okay, go ahead. You have the line? Oh, which is interesting, a lot of the Bor thing, which we'll get to in a second. So this is just a very good piece. Now again, there's some ambiguity, you know, in how far to understand this Rajba, both in the first part and in the last part. And there are some questions to ask about the middle. So I'll explain what I mean by each. Meaning, but either way, clearly, just like, you know, in the Sugya, when we're going through the language in the Gemara, which is so suggestive, right? There, you can read the line this way, you can read the line that way. I mean, I'm not denying it. What I am arguing is that it's food, you know, it's rife for a reflexive interpretation one way or another, depending on your point of view, A, and then B, the back and forth in the Shaka Vakaryas, and I believe the same is true for the Rajbas and the other Rishonim, is a reflection that this, whether they know it or not, or let me say they know it, not saying we know it, whether they're consciously, you know, grappling with it or not, you know, in the end of the day, they're grappling with it. Right. So the Rajba says that line in the beginning, you know, namely, you know, again, I'm not denying the low reis. You know, I'm only saying that they're equally compelling. You could say that what the Rajba means is that you could have said what he meant is that there are two paths, you know, to a single Makai. One is Matsui, and the other is Ragil because of Hana. Right? And that's all he's saying. I think he's saying, and I think it's clear in the tone of the piece, I can't prove it 100%, but I think it's clear that he's saying more than that. What he's saying is, you know, these might be two mechaibim, initially. These might be two mechaibim, but they're equally compelling. And that, you know, leads him, you know, to the next question, which makes more sense now, and that is, well, if you hold Motzei Mechaber Alav Araya, right, so why should we be machmir, just because we can't differentiate in terms of the, you know, how compelling each one is? Our conviction is equal, but why should we assume that there are two? Now again, had he meant by this, technically this doesn't eliminate the lower A's, but there are two paths to the same, you know, bigger and more important mechayiv, namely regilus, That's not a very strong question, correct? Or put it this way, it's a much stronger question if we take him, you know, more kipshuto, which is, this is a mechayev of regilus, that's a mechayev of hana. You can make the case, you know, equally for each, although let's acknowledge that they're different emphases. Again, how different? Different enough for our purposes for the moment. And then the question is, well, there's one makar and two mechayvim. Why should we be marber? Now, of course, what's interesting about this isn't the first time that we've encountered in the Rajba kind of this question. Correct? Moshe? This is the first time we've encountered this. When did we encounter before? Zecharia?
Karen Mechuberes, he said.
Exactly. In Karen Mechuberes, right, when the Gemara said, well, we're not sure Tlusha, we're not sure Mechuberes, right, so why don't we just assume that Tlusha is Chatzi and Mechuberes is Shaleh, correct? So the Rajba asked the question, why should we make that assumption? We should be Mekel because of Motza Mechuberes Levaraya, correct? What did he answer there?
Answered it's like Yisuros or Mountain.
So he gave two answers, but one of the answers was Safek Yisuros. This is Nezek a Safek Yisura, not Safek Mamona, right? It's just curious that he doesn't give that answer here. Here the answer that he gives is, again, he doesn't say the question is wrong. The easiest way to answer the question would have been, what the Gemara only means is that it's two paths to the same place. You know, so that isn't really Motzei Mechaveiro Levaraya anymore, right? Because it's one din, not two dinim. That's not what he answers. What he answers is, well, if in the end of the, and it's a fascinating answer, you know, from a, like a meta-methodological point of view, he says, you're right, you know, it should work that way, but then in the end of the day, you have a pasuk, which is marbe, one of two things. The rule of Motzei Mechaveiro Levaraya is going to tell us to basically implement neither of them. So what's the point of the pasuk? You have a pasuk that's wasting its ink and its cloth and our time. You know, l'hagdol Torah l'hadira doesn't work for everything. I mean, it does. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the narrow l'hagdol Torah l'hadira, like to give you schar for spinning your wheels, if that's what anybody ever meant. I'm not sure if that's even true. I'm always claiming that l'hagdol Torah l'hadira means you're engaging this issue, you're refining and honing your understanding of it. You know, it's not even like you're, diving, you know, and you know, getting rid of the dross so eventually you'll find your pearl. You're like directly engaged in the issue and the topic, and there are echoes on it, right? But all I'm saying, okay, I don't want to get too involved in that. But the I think it's important though. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is that what the Rajba is saying is, you know, if you apply that, you know, rule, you know, then this pasuk doesn't have an outlet. So since it has to have an outlet, and you still have it's totally arbitrary which one you're going to pick, and they're two mechayvim, right? So apparently it's one of those cases, you know, that overrides the Motzei Mechaveiro Levaraya. Motzei Mechaveiro Levaraya isn't a rule that you have to be mekel. It's a kind of a biror kind of a thing, meaning the onus is on you to prove a chiyuv mamon. But in this particular case, because the Torah wrote it that way, apparently the onus isn't upon you to prove it. But what's also fascinating is that the Rajba didn't give the answer, at least the first answer that he gave in Bor, which is, why not just say Safek Isur L'chumra? So this, not for now, but this kind of confirms a little bit what I said, you know, when we learned that original Rajba, which is, number one, the original Rajba is, you know, there is a category, right, and called, you know, Karen. It's Mechayev you. That Chiyuv apparently is connected also to an Iser, right? And therefore the Safek Iser, by the way, which is fascinating because, you know, it's a case of Palganizka in a way, or Safek Palganizka. So again, for the purest Rabbeinu Tam view, maybe not so much. Or maybe yes. Maybe that's why there's a knas. Maybe it's more obvious that there's a Iser than there is that there's Tashlumin in some respect. But either way. And then the question is, you know, where to draw the line? Here the question is, we have two Mechaibim, right? And the question is, one is a legitimate category which creates, you know, an Iser and Tashlumin, let's say. And the other one is, you know, just short of that. You know, logically, we can make equally convincing, equally suasive arguments, but at the end of the day, one is right and one is wrong. So we have a problem. So it's hit or miss. But if it's hit or miss, it's not really Safek Iser either. It's Safek whether or not there is an Iser. If the Iser exists, no matter what, and the question is, you know, how to apply it, that's something else. So this, again, goes back to not every Safek is the same. And it also, I think, confirms even more strongly that the question here is not, you know, is whether or not something misses the mark or it achieves it. You know, it's kind of an all or nothing at this point in this line, this frozen line of the Gemara. But either way, as we said, there are plenty of cases in Bava Kamma, you know, in Niske Mamon cases, never mind other cases, where we say Motzei Mechaber L'Arayin. And the first, that Rajban, Beis on Beis, doesn't deny that. So you have to, you know, kind of figure out when you apply it and when you don't apply it. Okay. But either way, in the end of the day, this Rajba, that line in the Gemara as the Rajba understood it, is seemingly underscoring that there really are different Mechaibim. And I believe that that is a way to read the Gemara. We'll see more indications of it in just a minute, of, you know, why it is, once you take that approach, that should affect, you know, what is mentioned in the Mishnah and what is not, the order in which it's mentioned, you know, again, maybe it's not a coincidence, is obviously what we've been suggesting, that Michal Yakarna is a topic in Shane, that Shalach Shluche is actually a topic in both, but a little more in Regel than in Shane. Because once we're saying that there are different Mechaibim, you know, what's the relationship between Kered on the one side and either Shane or Regel? I'm not talking about Shane and Regel now. Right? That becomes an interesting question. Right? How different Karen is from both could be affected by how you look at Shane and Regel to each other. Because if they're a common Mechayiv, you know, in a way they more isolate Karen. Because what Shane and Regel have in common with each other, ironically, right, isolates Karen more. But if Shane and Regel, everybody with me? Shane and Regel are different Mechayivim. So then there's another interesting question, and that is, you know, which is more common to Karen? Or which is more common to each other? Shane and Regel? Shane and Karen? Or Regel and Karen? If we can even find echoes of that discussion, even in subtle points, like, you know, what's in the Mishnah and what's not? What's the order? You know, what's not? Then we found something. And it makes sense, right? Because we're now we're saying that, you know, Regel, let's say, is more like a, probably what you'd say. Again, if you want to say Shalach Shluche, then you'd say Regel is more about Adam, you know, through Regel. And Shane is more about, you know, I'm sorry. What did I just say? Regel is more about Adam through Shane. Whereas Shane, in one respect, is more, especially if you say Hanala Azeko, and if Hanala Azeko means the Mitzaref to himself, like it is, you know, for human beings and other things, so we're saying that in Shane, the Shor is more La'atzma, meaning you pay because he belongs to you, you don't pay because, you know, you did Nezek, or the Nezek that he did, you know, is associated with you. He just draws from your bank account. On the other hand, you know, and then, and that kind of links Shane with Karen a little more, because there's a very strong, as I say, rogue element in the Karen. It's Mishuna, Kavanas Alahazik, Migufo, especially if Yuchlad Ashor, certain perspectives in Yuchlad Ashor, maybe even some in Yushom Ashor, meaning so that the focus is on the shore, right? And your payment is the lack of Shmira or the ownership, you know, etc. On another level, especially if you think Shane is about Bier and about Mazik as opposed to, we'll say, Mafsid, Regel is more about Mafsid than Mazik, so that's an interesting relationship to Karen. Because again, on the one end, you would think Shane and Karen, because they're both Mazikim, Kavanah Salahazik, Mishuna, etc., all that stuff. On the other hand, the Tam aspect of Karen, and the Mishuna part, if it, you know, eclipses, right, the factor of Kavanah Salahazik, meaning Kavanah Salahazik is just part of Mishuna, which is what some people think, but it's really, really Mishuna. So on the one hand, that distances Karen even more from Regel, but in another respect, it distances it even more from Shane, right? Because in Shane, you know, it's not Mishuna, and it's Mazik. And Karen is just, this thing happened. It's crazy, bizarre, Walenda-esque, you know, animal, you know? Right? Atlanta.
I don't know if Atlanta, but...
Georgia. Okay, Georgia. Shouldn't press my luck. I got it. Okay. Okay. Grandpa Carl. Okay. right. So anyways, without having to... there's a lot going on in this question, in these questions, that's very, very subtle, is what I'm trying to say.
Should I make Googling it on Rebbe's account?
What's that?
It's like a parish that Google the references that Rebbe's making.
You mean Carl Wallenda, the flying Wallendas?
Yeah, exactly.
I told you, it's still a little emotionally distraught. The poor guy, I mean. Yeah. And there's this huge Musar Haskell in it, in terms of hubris. Always use a net. Okay. What's that? Yeah. Robbie will fill you in. But you've heard of them, right? Yeah, but you heard of them?
No, I got...
Seems like only Adam.
It's a daredevil who probably died in some kind of accident. I figured based on context.
Say again?
I figured it was some kind of daredevil who died in an accident based on context.
Yeah, no, like the whole mishpacha is like legendary. They're still all over the globe.
Did they all fall off the rope together? Or?
No. But he did. He was like 80 years old.
And then he fell off the rope?
And then when he fell off the rope. Because it was windy. I mean, he had done it thousands of times before. But he always refused to do it with... Okay. Anyways, okay. Everybody's with me on the basic idea. Okay. So I want to go through some some issues. Just to highlight it further. Again, we went through the Shakmatari. We saw what you could say, what's the most compelling to say in the Shakmatari, the Gemara itself. But there are, of course, numerous gray areas. And what I want to do is just, you know, take a couple of minutes to do some of the. Some of the other issues. Okay. So, you know, even just to begin, just for a second, with the Mishnah, and then we'll talk about the other things. Right, the Rajba on the Mishnah, the Bali Tosis on the Mishnah, everybody in the Mishnah, you know, is troubled by the order. Right? Rashi says that the order of the Mishnah... second. The order in the Mishnah is initially is according Avos Kari Lahanak Tzivan Bikra, right, and then Ashor Abor Kaseidah Shen Tzivan Beparsha Sidra BeMishnah, right, the Parsha Rishona Nemer Beshor Shnia Bebor, etc. Correct, and then you have the discussion in the Rishonim. Just mentioned for the moment the Bali Tosis and the Rajba, but you have others as well. I will mention some of the others as well. Oh, so Tosis here says, "Yafagav de leman damar tani shor l'raglo." It depends what shor means in the Mishnah, right? If shor means Karen, right, and if mava means, you know, what does mava mean? Does mava mean Adam, or does mava mean Shane, or does mava mean regel, or does mava mean regel and shein? Right? So there's a debate, as we saw already in the Gemara, whether shor means keren or regel, correct? That's one debate. And whether, and what is mava? The Tosfos here says, Afagav d'leman d'amar tana shor l'raglo, lo have a kesedra parsha, the regel nafkelo mevishilach esbira, right, the siv basar bor, the komakom shame shor siv kodim the parsha. The hainu, right, negicha de keren. Right? So again, it's a simple tone. If all we care about here, again, if it's all a unified theory, you know, so it's just like curiosity questions, you know, nothing to get too, you know, too unhappy or to spend too much time on, frankly. Right? Who cares about the order of the Mishnah? Right? It's all one Mechayev anyway. So you'd like to know. You'd like to know that it isn't something bigger. Also, there's a purpose behind everything. It's always curious to know. And then you'll assess whether it's important or not important. But if, you know, the perspective, and certainly is a very prominent perspective in understanding the Avos HaZikim, both objectively, and we've already established that there's a lot of evidence that, you know, Shaka Vatarya's specific Rishonim in Shaka Vatarya's, some actual views in Lahalacha, right, which believe that there are different mechayvim here. So then this question becomes very interesting. So what does Tosfos say? That the shame shor ksiv konim beparsha haynu negicha dekeren. So shor means regel, right? And mava means, according to the view, that shor means regel, like the conclusion on Dalet Amud Aleph, and that shane means what? I'm sorry, and mava means
shame.
Shame.
Maybe he's getting all the answers.
What? Exactly. Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. This is not a dramatic way to present, that's for sure. And we're being told that the reason for the order is the Seder Parshios because of Karen.
Not Karen.
What?
I'm sure she knows.
It's Shor Shehemis, but it's Karen. I mean, no? Hainu Negicha, the Karen. No? You want to say, oh, it's Shor Shehemis. Worse, maybe. I don't know. But I mean, why make it worse? So if you look at Shita Mekubetzes, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, right, Alatar, they have the Reni Shaya, I forget. I'm not going to find it this minute, if you can find it. So they ask this question. Two questions. Number one, If shor means regel, then what is Karen going to help? What is Karen going to help you? Good, Karen Amenis. Maybe it's an additional part of the question, perhaps. But Karen Negika. That's not regel, right? Indeed, the Mishnah left it out according to this view in the Gemara that was what we left off with. Why'd they leave it out? Because the Mishnah is only talking about muad and betchila, right? To tam and muad. So, again, there are two ways to understand what the Gemara meant in the Maskana there. Right? One is that they left out Karen because it's like the most Mishuna of everything. Right? Now, when we say that, meaning the Tam part, that's easy to explain. Right? Especially if you hold, you know, Palganiska Knossa, Palganiska Mamona are the extremes. Especially Palganiska Knossa is the extreme. It's really Pator. And even if you explain, you know, the other way, right, it's still very, very different. Totally different model. Are we also saying that Karen, which is Chayev Nezek Shali Meimi Muad, or Muad Mitchila, if there is such a thing, and which is not Pator Brishus Arabim, are we saying, you know, that because it's not Muad Mitchila, in some cases, even the Muad Mitchila is left out of the Mishnah? Or that part is more... What I'm asking is this. What Tosfos is saying here, again, assuming it isn't just a small technicality, right, is that somehow Karen is relevant. Even though, just remember, you have to remember the context, The whole point is that the Gemara in Daf Dalet or Medalef was saying that Karen's out of the mix completely. If what the Gemara meant was that Karen's out of the mix completely, you know, how do you use the order of Karen to justify Shor? The whole point is that that's, you know, a whole different, totally different kind of category. Unless you say there's a difference between either the Gemara meant it just technically, no, we don't want to get at the Tam and Muad. Or maybe even if they meant it conceptually, they meant it legabe the Tam part, but not legabe the Muad part. Okay. And by the way, since you're talking about Negicha of Misa, right, in the Kofar part of that, that's talking about Muad, right? So maybe that would even, maybe your Ha'ara, instead of being a problem, would actually confirm even more what we're talking about. Okay. So, on some level, all I'm saying is, you could have argued with Tosis and said, the whole point of the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph is that Karen's out of the picture. If you want to say what Tosis says and you want it to be more than a technicality, then you have to say that either, you know, it's a technical point completely, or it's a fundamental point about Tam, but not about Muad, right? Oh, but even then, some of the lines in the Shita Gubetzes ask the question, and why is that reference to Shor enough, and why is that reference to Shor more reference that is relevant to Regel than it is to Shein? Do you have the line in the Shita? I don't remember which one it is, but if not, I'll get it Sunday when I, because from other lines I want to talk about. Can you find it? It's there. Okay. Well, we'll trace it. Again, we don't even need it because the question, you know, presents itself. This is a very relevant question. Okay, you'll find it in the Shita Gubetzes. I didn't check it here, but you'll definitely find it in the Achronim on Tosis.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Found it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Who is it?
In the Rush.
On Tosa Rush.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right? You come up on Shein Shor Vulei, Haide Lo Akdim Nami Nave, Haide Shein Vulei, Shem the Shein Shor Psitzkilo, Haide Tama De Dailak Dime Chadim and Haide Labor, Shem Tama De Shein Shor Psitzkilo.
Woo.
Inami Shem De Nafik Regil, the Lushan Shor.
Mishum, that was the last one. Yeah. So the first answer, this is the question, though, right? The question is mimon of shach. I'm saying there are two questions. Number one, is negicha relevant at all? Josh is adding a negicha of misa at that, right? To that, I'm saying what I'm saying. And I'm also using the Gichav Misa as an answer, right? Then the second question is, Im Kvar Az Kvar, once you think that Negicha of Shor is relevant here, why is it more relevant to Regel than it is to Shein? Okay? So the first answer that of that Shittim Gubetz, I have to look at all the different answers, but again, we don't need to go so much detail, is Inochanami, right? Kind of a parva answer. The second answer is, well, Regel is referred to more as Shor. So that's, again, a technicality or an indication of some sort. For our purposes, all I want to get from this, but that's important, is to say that somehow this connection to Negicha, Tosis is more comfortable linking it with Regel than with Shein. And I don't think that's obvious at all, but I think it's possible, it's plausible. Again, if the Shein Hana part is, you know, like Hana in other contexts, namely, it zeroes in on the Maisa HaBehema LeBehema, right, more than the, you know, the Tziruf to the Adam himself, right, then I think it's an open question whether or not the connection to Karen, especially Karen Muad, is more, right, or less, you know, when it comes to this question. It's closer to Regel, or it's closer to Shein? And I think there are other indications as well, you know, about this question. Okay. The Rajba El Atar also has a terrific line, similar. Anybody have that?
On Beis Hamelech?
Yeah, Beis Hamelech. Here, I have it here. And again, I'm just, again, some of these are technical questions. I'm suggesting that the whole, these are ways of isolating the whole problem. Okay. When he quotes Rashi, he says, Eina mechubar, Dilarab number begamar mavaza adam adam mukta beparsha. Fine. We're supposed to go back to Adam Amazik. We haven't discussed that enough. Fine. Then he says, Elanir de la copy tanabit sidur nella adraba tani aldera chamatsui. Fine. That's not what I'm looking for. Just one second. Oh. Here. Aval mikomakom tamiali. Even if it's aldera chamatsui. Everybody have that, this line? Mm-hmm. This is like emtsa, towards the end of Dibra Maskil. Ashor v'boramav of the hever? Yeah? Okay. So this line is the line I'm interested in. V'od. Amai, amikomakom tamiali, amai lo aktim bor l'shor umave. Why? L'didei, according to the day in the Gemara de Sabar, that what is shor? Shor is a haregel. Umave is a hashen. Shari bor kodim b'parsha l'shen v'regel. Basically the same question. Correct? It should have been Bor, Shane, and Regel. Ah. V'od, amai tanya l'bor be'emtza Regel v'Shane. V'hein smuchim zela ze b'mikra u'b'mikra echad. D'haino v'shilach hasbir o'bir b'sada acher. D'ashina v'shilach zu'a Regel. Bir ze'a Shane. So there's a double question. Okay? Right? Now again, if this is all just like, you know, curiosity about, you know, or order in Mishnayos and order in Psukim and, you know, okay, fine. Obviously it has its place. It's not above a comma topic, right? Or no. This is really, you know, very, very subtle. But this is, you know, all about these relationships. So the Rajva is asking two questions, right? Why shouldn't it be Bor, right, Shane and Regel? We'll see in a minute. The Rajba is very sensitive. Later, in light of the Rajba, you should have asked the question, why isn't it Bor? Finish the sentence. Tzvi? Aaron? Bor, Regel, and Shane. What's first in the pasuk? What? Regel, seemingly. Right? Rajba asked that question. We'll get to it in a second. Anyways, so that's question number one. And question number two is, either way, you should have had Bor. It really, really should have been Bor, Regel, Shane. Here he's asking Bor, Shane, Varegel. We'll see why. Maybe Lishitasa. But either way, it doesn't explain why it's Shor, which means Regel, Bor, and Shane. Right? And especially, and that's what, so, you know, the Rajba is doing the job. It's they're derived from a single pasuk, according to one view in the Gemara, from a single word. Right? So why are you interposing Bor in the middle? Oh, listen to this. So, Mistabrali, Mishum da agavurcha satana lashminan derech nizkehem. Now that, I don't know what that means, derech nizkehem. I know what I would like it to mean. But again, I'm trying to be honest also. It doesn't really matter to me what fully what he means by it. Not I mean, it matters to me, meaning I'd like to speak with the authority, you know, of the Rajba. But either way, as I say, that they're grappling with this issue, and if the Rajba doesn't mean, if the Rajba means Derek Niskayim in a more technical way, then you know, that's what he's saying. But it's a hop, skip, and a jump, you know, to take from here anybody who thinks that there are different mechayvim, which the Rajba at some point certainly does anyway, to take it even further. So what is a derech nizkeim? Hashor, the hainu regel, the habor, domen zel azeb ben izakim? Shor and bor, I'm sorry, regel and bor have more in common than shein? Who to funk it, right? Why? Lefish eina no lezekon umitsuyin yosa min hashein. The hashein yesha no lezekon. Valhadin taima hu de kalmartana lo re shor kere hamave alibi de shmul kadisa begamara. Valdavar ze lo hikti mabor velo ichro elashano beemtsa. So, this is just a remarkable suggestion. Again, he might mean it very technically, but especially in light of what he says about Mafkus later on, where seemingly he's talking about different Mechaibim, at this point at least, I think he means it very seriously, meaning what is the Mechaib? Anyway, again, if you were to take the view that Shein v'Regel are two paths towards Matsui, right? Right, so what? And Bor? I mean, obviously, what's so fascinating about this also is who more than the Rajba appreciates, you know, how Mechudash Bor is? Right? Although he's not always consistent about it. This is an interesting point, right? The Rajba is the one who said, in that same piece, on Beis Amud Beis, that the din of Ein Onshin Min HaDin, right, is limited to Bor because of its triple chiddush. No bailos, right? No kumvase mazik, and that the cheftza sheniza, the nizak, you know, it contributes, you know, to his own downfall, literally. Right? Unless it's, you know, avanas akinu baso or something like that. Right? So, the Rajba knows this. So does he mean here what? How frequent it is? That's what he means by Matsui? But what does that have to do with Hana? Again, whether he means it 1,000% or not, I don't know, but certainly the more likely what he means here, and certainly what fits in best here to explain this phenomenon, is what he's suggesting for the moment at least, is at least with regard to Regel and Bor, the Mechayev is Matsui. What I would say is, you know, it's mitzuref to you and to what you did or what you didn't do, and it's more mafsid, I'll use that expression, than mazik, maybe. But yesh hana lehezeko, right, is more, as a result, is more of a mice ashore. It's not what makes it more ragil, or more matsui. I don't mean frequently. I mean, you know, as a, in terms of its characterization. So he's accentuating here the difference between them. So it's dafka, you know, you want to separate dafka. I mean, the answer to the two questions is one answer. We put Bor in the middle of Shein and Regel because even though they're from one pasuk, right, we want to accentuate how different they are from each other. Different mechaibim. That works very well with what he says in that other piece. It doesn't work with some other pieces, but we'll get to it. But od sheya habor samuch lamave shehu ashein sheena domelo sheyesh lano lazeko. Okay. To contrast this, again, Isaac mentioned the Rambam the other day about Shein v'Regel, correct? If you want to, again, another clear formulation, clearly based on the Rambam, you have it in the Smag. I told you to look at the Smag. Did you get a chance, Alex? What is a Smag?
So the Smag, when he brings the mitzvah.
So let's talk about mitzvahs, the mitzvah, the minyan of mitzvahs here. First we'll talk about the but let me get the Smag, then I'll talk about a little bit more of the Rashba, and then I want to get back to minyan of mitzvahs. Yeah, what's the story with the Smag?
Mitzvah saseh is Shein and Regel together.
He has two mitzvah saseh of Shor. Right? So, again, based on the Maskana and Dalai Lama and Aleph in the Mishnah, one would have thought that maybe it would have been, right, Karen. I'm sorry, that there would have been Shein and Regel. Correct? But, right, that's not what he has. What does he have?
Karen.
And the truth is the same is true for the Chinuch. The Chinuch and the Smag both have, and possibly the Rambam, we'll see about the Rambam in a minute, Karen
and Shein Vareg.
And Shein Vareg. Okay. So but the Smag doesn't just do it, right? He asks the question, and he explains it. Alex, go ahead. Mitzase Shnia. Lodem beniske shein v'regel achasi. Go ahead.
Shenemar ki aver yish sadeh ucherem v'shilachas b'iro v'ir v'se acher b'iro loshen behem avu. V'chein ki aver kamo anachni v'irenu shiulich behem to b'sech avero.
It's important that b'ir or ki aver or whatever is a loshen of behemayim. Okay.
O b'kerem chavero v'yazik osa ta'achas me'ilah. O b'shloch b'iro, o b'vir, v'tanya v'shilach zo niske midrach kapar agel, v'chein o'm m'shach yiragel ashor v'yachomor. U'vir zo niske ashein, ha'o cheles, u m'var raso, v'chein o'm m'r kashay v'ar ha'gal ad tumo.
Kar gemara. Correct? Go ahead.
Niske ashein v'yaragel kol anakosu v'yachad, m'mnei ha'zikon, she'ha'zikon b'dvarim sh'darkel nasos tamen k'minag b'riyasa, kigon v'heim ha'shach v'teben, O Omrim O Ezik Beraglea V'derachilu
Halichasa
Yel Shneim Chayeves Chayva Torah L'shalim Nezek Shalim In a Meula Shabenachasov Shneim Armitav Seder Mitav Karmo Yishalim Aval Nizke Karen He Shishin Selaso Stavar Shein Darka Tamid Laso Skigon Bin Gichas Karen Shuhu Ha'a Bein Toldos Karen Shuhu Negifa Begufa O Neshicha Ravitza Beita Yel Karen Betoldos.
Good. So basically, what's important about the Smag? That he's troubled by the question, at least. He doesn't just do it. And that his answer is that Shein Revo is regular, single Machayev. There are two ways of establishing Darkad Lasos Tavik Kaminag Briyasa. The Hana and the Matsui are two sides of one coin of a bigger, they're at a Tzad HaShaveh to the real Machayev. And in that, there's a total contrast between Shein V'regel and Karen. Again, in the Bris Moshe on the Smag, one of the Perushim, he just points out, I think I mentioned this early in the beginning of the year, that the Bahag and the Urayim and the Rashbats don't quote any of these mitzvahs. Okay. The Chinuch also counts Shein V'regel, right, and Karen separately, but he doesn't have this exact formulation. But we'll talk about the Chinuch. The Rambam also has two mitzvahs of Shor. Right? How does the Rambam count them, Noah? It sounds just like Shein, but it's not 100% clear. Right? In the Rambam, in the Koteret, it's vague. Right? right, Dina Shor, Dina Hever, sounds like chain, but it's not 100% clear what Hever means here. Right, then Dina Bor, Dina Havara. So does the Rambam omit Regel? Right, that's what he has in the Sefer Mitzvos. In Mitzvos Asay, what is it? Resh, Lamed, Zion, Ishit Sivanu Ladun Bedina Shor, and that he says V'chiyigach Shor, V'chiyigov Shor, right? And then comes Bor. It's interesting, in the order, he has Shor, which is Chiyigach, then he has Bor, according to the order of the Parsha. Then he has Haganov and Kefel. Then comes Hahever. Who Amar Yisala Kiyaver Ish Sadeh Okeren. Kvar's Bar Diktuk Dinze Bechlolo B'Sheni B'Chamishi M'Babakama. Then comes Havara, which of course is Eish. So the Rambam definitely has Negicha. Again, the only question of the Rambam, both in Sefer Mitzvos and in the Koteret, is does he leave out Regel, right, and only focus on Shein, or does he mean Shein v'Regel, but he only quotes one word? Does he integrates them more, or he separates them more? So this is a very interesting and good big discussion. Did you get a chance to see the Sefer Mitzvah of Sanjagon? Yeah? Okay, good. So I want to talk about that in detail. The Sefer Mitzvah of Sanjagon himself is convinced that the Rambam, when he says Hever, right, Kiyaver, refers to both Shein and Regel. But he initially starts with the assumption, not that way, that unlike the Chinuch and the Smag, that the Rambam only counts Shein and separately Keren, and that he omits Regel. And then he's just like very upset by it. Like, how could he, why would he do that? Okay? The truth is that Rav Sajagon, so this is Parsha Chaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chafes, same from Rav Sajagon, again, very gnomic, as I've said in the past. Right? It's like, you know, I wouldn't even say it's an art. I would say it's, you know, Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlow's, you know, special gift, we'll call it, to try to figure out what Rav Sajagon really means in this very, very, you know, practically impenetrable, you know, list that he has. So he has Vigometz and Hamaveh. But I'm going for Rucham Fishel Perlow because he's the one. Hagometz, Hamaveh, Hahever, Litigmolos. Right? What does that mean? Gometz is boar. Right? Zeshakasa Rabbeinu Hagon. The Gometz is Kiyiftach Ish Bor. Uksiv Kiyaber Ish Sadeh Okerem Vishilach Has Biiro Viparshas Nizke Hashem. Ukashmul De Amar Mabeze Hashem. And then you have Eish, that's Kiteitse Eish, Maber Sabeir, Vizeshakasav Hahever. And the Tigmolos means Latashlumin. So Nimnu b'minina parshios, number one, why is it minina parshios? He says, because it's Bezdin's provenance. I think that one could argue with that. I think it's written in the minina parshios because it's mostly driven, if not fully driven, by tashlumin. I mean, it's not isurim. Or if there is an isur, it's a monetary isur. I think it's another, maybe better explanation of why it's in the minina parshios. Okay. But the big question is the question, why this choice? Oh. So this is what he asked. One second. Leave out. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to the other parts about four another time. Vine niske haregel lo mona rabbeinu agon lo kan v'lo sham ba'azharosav, which are practically as impenetrable as the lists in Sefer Mitzvos. El shekolon b'chlal mabe. Avagab de l'shmuel de naktina kebase tada b'masisin shor l'raglo mavalashino ayin sham harid a tana de masnisin chilka l'shnayim b'kari l'regel al b'fnei atzmo v'loshon al b'fnei l'shen al b'fnei atzmo v'komokom kivin de b'kro nichlu regel v'shen ki achad v'chsiv ki yaver ish and so on. Right? So his initial thrust is that if you look at the psukim, the impression you should get is that there should be two in minyan mitzvos. There should be keren, and there should be shein v'regel, and shein v'regel, because it's one pasuk, therefore it's one din. The chaim b'smag doesn't quote the reason. He says, ubir shamatan, you have to look at it. Oh, he does quote it. I take it back. No, he doesn't quote the good part that we just read. I mean, that they're both shiurim in ragil. Okay, but he quotes it. What's that?
At the very end of the quote, he quotes
out. Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right before Akan.
Oh, okay. Good. Oh, yeah, I see. Correct. Yeah, we can make Biyasa. Fine. He doesn't emphasize it, but he has. Okay. Avoniske Karen. Shashinso. Yeah, correct. I see. I enjoy. Then Gambachinuch. Mana Shein v'regel mitzvah achas. And then he says, V'divrei Rambam b'zeh b'sefer mitzvah stumim shel hiske regel klal elamana hashor, that's negicha, and haynu keren v'akach mana hahever v'akach mana hahavara, that's eish harisha mitzvah sahever shu shein lo kasa v'la shein b'vad avol regel lo hiske klal v'davar tamua amai lo hiske nizke regel Kimosha's Kira Masmag Vachinuch of Bishenam Nimim Bifneatsmam, the Kamakam Bade Adavar Muchrach Shaladatu Niklalim Niska Regel, Im Niska Shem the Mitzvah Achas, Shekach Kolan Akasa the Mitzvah Achas. El Shadavar Matmiya Ma'od. Gamesha Tmo al Rabino Agon, meaning the Psadragon. Shalashitasa Kolshne Pratim, this is interesting. Kolshne Pratim. Shenemru b'mitzvah achas nimna kol prat b'fnei atzma. Imkein kan hoy lo lemanos regel v'shein shtei mitzvos b'fnei atzma afi shenichlu b'kra b'mitzvah achas. Bishom of the Rambam v'chinuch leka b'zekusha the ozer l'shitosayu the kol kiyotze v'ein kol apratim nimna b'shitosam mitzvah achas. So this is again, this is Rabbi Yerucham Tishol Perlo in his greatness, in his element. He's saying, you know, number one, it seems bepashtus that the Rambam's omitting regel. He's only got Karen and Shane. Number two, you know, Rabbi Sajagon only has, you know, Karen. Oh, actually, doesn't have Karen, right? He only has Bor, Shane. Rabbi Sajagon is even different. Bor, Shane, and Aish. And so, and then he's adding, this is where his greatness comes in. He's saying, listen, at least according to the Rambam, you know, it's way peculiar that he doesn't relate to Regel. Okay, but, you know, at least he doesn't have this, you know, methodology that he counts, you know, anytime there's an opportunity to count a mitzvah, if any prat, he'll count as a separate mitzvah. Right? The Rambam is much more, let's say, rigorous, much more sparing in his minyan mitzvahs. So if he thinks that something is like, you know, general or it's included in something else, he won't count. But he says, Rav Sajagon is typically more, you know, expansive on that issue. So given that he's more expansive and, you know, he'll count, you know, mitzvahs, pratim of mitzvahs, even though, again, it's fascinating because the Rambam counts Essen and Lavin, Rav Sajagon typically, as Rabbi Yerucham Tishol Perlo points out, will only count one unless they're not, he thinks, unless there's nafka minas between them. I think, unless they're conceptually different. But, so in some issues, Rambam is more expansive, right? And in some issues, more restrictive. And you know, vis-a-vis Rav Sajagon. Same is true of the Ramban, right? You know, there's huge debates about, you know, counting. Like, let's say you have a kefal halavin or kefal haesen. So the Rambam is more likely to count them, and the Ramban less likely, and in certain things it's exactly the opposite. Okay, that's a fascinating question, meaning there is a methodological, you know, meta mitzvah, you know, issue here, and that is, you know, what is your criterion for counting mitzvah? But what he's saying is, here, when you would have expected Reb Sajagon to be more expansive, right, he's dafka the most restrictive. Oh. And that seems strange, and then he quotes the Shirashim, etc. Right? Avalor Rabbeinu HaGaon, V'chein Lasmag, Baramban, Shehim Monim Koprat B'fnei Atzma, Moylem Lemanos Rego V'shein, Kol Echad Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. So it's even more egregious, it's more, dramatic, it's more striking that they're not. Either that they're ignoring it, or that they're integrating it. Okay? Amnam Nira, why does he say ki yaber ish? After all, the Gemara derives it from ubir besadacher. Why ki yaber ish? So he quotes the Rashba, which we're going to look at in a minute. Right, the Rashba says in the name of the Yerushalmi, what? Azriel, you saw it? Either the Rashba or the... No? Can't do it yet? Elimelech. Saw it? Rashba, Sefer Mitzvos. Are you?
Yeah,
remember
the Rashba says that
Kiyaber
in
the
Pasuk is chain,
and then Rashba, we'll see in a moment, there are a few Rashbas, right? Rashba is extremely into these psukim. That's why I find, you know, if you look at all the Rashbas on the topic, there are some conflicting signals. But the common denominator, he's saying interesting things, sometimes opposite things, meaning he is clearly, I'm not saying obsessed, but clearly he is totally engaged in this question, right? Namely, what is the relationship between Shane and Rego? You know, and are they basically two sides of the same coin and the same? Are they different? So one of his things is, right, are you correct? I mean, he asks a question. Why does the Gemara wait for a beer besod acher? It says kiaber, right? That's already, so say that's the shame.
Wasn't that why the turn need to have kiaber at all afterwards?
Yeah, and then he says two things. Both, he says, Yerushalmi, we'll get to Yerushalmi that. He says, why does the Babli wait till the seif of the pasuk? And why do you need that phrase at all? Mimanavshach, right? So what does he say? He says, in Acharami, according to the Yerushalmi, we'll discuss all this in a second, right? According to the Yerushalmi, and some views of this, if you look at the Midrash HaHalacha, the different versions of it, and the Parsha, maybe we'll look at that on Sunday very quickly, just to get all this. Look at the Psukim, the Farshim, how they interpret these Psukim. We'll just finish with that also, try to get all this in, finish it Sunday. Right, so how does the Yerushalmi explain it? The Kiyaber goes to Shane. In Achanami. Okay. And part of the story is that Kiyaber, that Be'ero is kind of a little bit like the Smag was saying. Animal. Behema. Ah. So he says, maybe the Rambam holds like the Rishalmi that the Rajba quotes, which is that you learn Shane from Kiyaber ish sado keren, the shilachus bi'iro zeh regel. So, which is, by the way, if you hold that way, then it's shein v'regel. In the order. We always talk about shein v'regel. Right? So it's fascinating. Again, if you hold, like the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph, that shor means regel, so in the Mishnah it's regel v'shein. Right? With bor in the middle of the parsha, but right? But again, Hashor Abor, you know, Hamavet. So it's Shor, Shein. But normally, in the second parak, we always talk about it as Shein V'Regel. Right? Where did Shein V'Regel come from? Rashba asks this question. Anybody have that line in the Rashba? One second. That's why I wanted to look at the Raj. I did tell you to look at the Rajas and all the Sugya, right? Shua? Right? We did. We assigned the Rajbas.
Here.
Based on Beis and Gimel. I still have to talk also about Neshicha still. Yeah, you have it? Go ahead. Alex?
Anitama.
Where's a Dibra Maskel?
Vishilach Zaragil, Vizash.
What daf is it on? Base on base? Last line of base on base?
It's in this, it's on your.
No. Yud. Or is it in the wrong
order? Column Yud.
Where is it?
Column Yud.
Column Yud. No, that's this one that we're talking about now. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. I just want to point, there's another Rajba. A small one. Is that based on the base?
The other Yisrael?
Where is it? Oh, you're giving me the Mosar of Cook pages? No, that's good, that's fine. If it helps, let's find it. Where to go here? Oh no, here. Sorry. Base on base. Yeah, okay. Look at this one. Didn't I tell you to look at this one also? Shlosha Avos Nemer Bishar, a Karen Hashen Varegel. This Rajba. Ha Brisa Lava Shor Dematznisin Kai. The Shmuel the Mefare Shor the Matznisin Regal Lechud El Ashor the Krakoi. I got a technically correct point. Okay, fine. Then he says El Ashani Tamia Echikdim Shein Leregel. It says Gimel Avos Nemer Bishor Hakeren Hashein Vaharegel. He says it's why do you put it in Shein before Regel? Ubekasuv Haregel Mukdam. Because v'shilcha ubier, and the answer is v'ulai derech gdeiloso shanu. Okay, that's not a very edifying answer, right? Is it? Not really. Okay, then comes the other one which you were talking about. That was on page 10. Here, anitema kim de kulik kro kadarish shulkol chada v'chada milsel milsei. Also, lamely the cause of Rachmani Kiyavarish Sado Kerem Mutavay the Lidrosh Mechiyavarish Zashain Ubrishalmi Mine Dorish as Hashain. The Gamadasa Yerushalmi Kasha Beer by Avdilay. This is also this part I don't like. This I think were the other side of the coin. The Niraliki Lamdu Mikefel Lashon Zeh Chad Lishalach Shluchay. The Chad, I mean, it's important. La Uzla Minafsha. Okay, we'll get to that. B'shem. U'bahom etarzali kushachriti d'kashali ma'ishna d'bekul ishmait d'pshitalei d'shein loshna shloch shuche loshna d'ozle mimela u'beregel iboilehu. Right? V'limdu derech pshitus mishein du mid'shein. Okay, anyways, what's the point? The point is that, by the way, if you hold like the Rishalmi, you can answer the previous question, right? Which is why do we say Shein Varegel? Because Kiyaber is Shein. Correct? That's before Regel. Again, I'm not trying to kill you with details here, but you understand the point, meaning. Well, what I really think is going on, which makes this important, is that the question of the order and the question of which part of the pasuk you learn from may be relevant to what the relationship is between them, right? Is Shane more Ikar or Regel? Again, so even what he says here, why did I say I didn't like it? He says, according to the Rishalmi, that really you learn out from the Resha. Right? So then, what do you need the Sefer for? Beer. Shame. The answer is those are the two psukim of Shalach Shluchei or Mimela in Shame. Well, I'm not so excited about that because I think, but I still think it, I mean, it doesn't matter, that he's saying this for the Yerushalmi. Right? First of all, he's saying it for the Yerushalmi doesn't say it. Okay? Secondly, In the Babli, it's clear that the issue of Mimela or Shalach Shluchei is a regal issue, primarily. And Michal Yakarna is a Shein issue. What I'm going to show you later on is that the same Rajba wonders, why isn't there a Michal Yakarna, you know, issue in regal? And he gives a technical answer. What I would like to answer to both of these questions, namely, why does the Gemara zero in on Michal Yakarna for Shein, and why does the Gemara zero in on Shalach Shluchei for regal, right, is that these lines in the Gemara are considering that Shein and Regel are two Mechayvim. And that the issue in Regel is, again, Adam al Yedei Hashor. And therefore, Shalach Shluchei is a terrific place to draw the line. The issue in Shein is either Maisa Hezek, Chefza Shal Nezek, Michal Yakarna, or, again, either Maisa Hashor that you have to pay for, Hanoah per se, and therefore there's a discussion of Michal Yakarna. Right? Now again, is it impossible to think that, you know, maybe there would be, Regel would be Dafka the other way, or maybe Shein would be this way? No. So that's why I'm not scandalized by it. I'm just saying I think that's a better answer to both questions. Either way, he's projecting this in the Yerushalmi, but in the end of the day, does it matter whether you say Ubier or Kiaber? I think so, because Ubier, right, sounds more, you know, like you're focusing on Michal Yakarna, on the Hana part, right? It's more of a PL than it is a, you know, whatever. Anyways, getting back to this, I'm trying to answer all these questions at the same time, but you get the perspective. So, what does the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo want from it? He wants to suggest that if you hold like the Yerushalmi, right, then Kiyaber also means Behema, Ubir my Avidle, Vinir Yitzchak Loshes, okay, quotes the Rashi, Rav Alniyaz Daiti, Luvad the Sugi Gemar Shom Lamash Mihachi, Gamal Niskar Shom Klal, Hakdrosha Mikro the Kiyaber, Gam Iker Tmiyasa Lomitar Tzabahachi Klal, Havale the Midrash Beresha, Kiyaber Ish Zuashain. Right? Didrosh Regel. Amai Shavikach Drosha Miad Beresha Parsha Venotar Lad Sofa. The Ikar Tmiya Sarajba Mituretzis Yafe Alpi Pirish Rashi. He wants to take half of the Rajba. And that is that Kiyaber is Be'ero, Beer is Lashon Behema. So what does he want to say? Mibur Midvarav. That kiyaver bereisha dekra b'sparish b'derech klal shiyase hezek b'sado b'kerem shol kavero al yidei behemosav v'lezeh holech hakasav v'mevuar shehezek nasa o b'shiluach regel al yidei biur shein. Now it's his answer for the issues that concerned the Rajba and the Yerushalmi was that the word kiyaver already unites Regel and Shein. And then later on, the Torah spells it out. Oh, Regel and Shein. Okay. That's not how the Rajba read it. For the Rajba, it's Shein and Regel, and then Shein again. It's Shein Michal Yakarna, right? Regel, right? And then Shein Sheina Michal Yakarna. That's how the Rajba reads Yerushalmi. That's how the Rajba reads it. But he's suggesting if you take the Rajba's question and you put in Rashi and the Ibn Ezra's Parshanut, What does he want from it? He wants to say that's the pshat in the Rambam. V'chein ra'isi ha-Rambam. I'm sorry, v'chein ra'isi ha-Rajbam. Fine. Ketzar Babli. So, the truth is the Chinuch does say, the Chinuch quotes the first half of the pasuk, not Ubier, in Sefer Chinuch. That's true. V'dvar v'tmuim d'lo ashkak l'razal she'ifar shukra d'chiyaber ishal shein. After Yerushalmi Omer Hachi, it's against the Babli. Oh. Ella. Second. Me'atal pizen, the choneme tev, divra benu agaon kan, ubazarosav, basmag, baramban, shamanu niske shein, viniske regal, b'mitzvah achas. Afagav, the bialma, the kola. Pratim shenifertu b'mitzvah achas nimel l'shitasam kol prad u'prad p'fnei atzmo the dafka bepratim shelo kolin akosuv klal kiachod, kmosor dvash or by rabbi matze, mashen ken kandem mikorek siv kiyaver, kolam bezed derech klal bein niske shein bein niske regel el dehadam efarish hilkach etc. That's the pshat in the Ravid. I'm sorry, in Rav Sajagon, and that is the pshat in the Rambam. So again, Rabbi Yeruchim Fish of Perlo is basically taking the position that when the Rambam says hever, he means the first half of the pasuk, right? And that means shein v'regel. And when the when Rav Sajagon also says hever, he means both. And this also explains his other question, namely, how come Rav Sajja usually is inclined to expand, to count everything, and here he's skimping, he's even cutting out regel, or at least integrating it with shame. The answer is because it's really one word. Right? Kiyaber means both. So Rabbi Yeruchim Fish of Perlo, even in his explanation of Rav Sajagon and the Rambam, goes from suggesting that, you know, it's significant that regel was not counted separately, or, and even more so, that regel may be omitted completely, to assuming that everything is integrated because he's learning this parsha. However, right? Well, it is the Parshanut of the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra and Rashi on the Pasuk. Right, in the end of the day, it's against the Bavli, seemingly. And it's not even exactly like the Yerushalmi. Right, the Yerushalmi is basically Shein v'Regel. And the Bavli is Regel v'Shein. So if you ask me, I think, you know, in light of the Sefer Mitzvah of Sajagon's questions, which is often, you know, equally, you know, as valuable as the interesting suggestions that he makes, is the ability to reject his suggestions, but to zero in on the ha'aros that got him there, and that is that according to the Rambam, and certainly I think according to Psajagon, right? According to Psajagon, the only shore that we're counting is Shane, and we're omitting Regal and Karen. And according to the Rambam, we have Karen and Shane, and the only thing we're omitting is Regel. And I think that the reason for that would be if Regel, or Regel the Karen, were to be perceived more as, you know, an obvious or universal kind of mazik, namely, you know, these are things that happen all the time, you know, and it's not a din of mazik, it's a din of mafsid, and you're connected with it on some level, you know, because of the expectation that it'll happen, because of your lack of shmirah, etc. But Shein is very specialized. Shein is a din in the mechayev of Hana. Either mazik versus mafsid, if you want to emphasize bechal yakarna, or maybe lemaskana, again, the fact that it's, you know, Shekeinene, you know, it's the animal, and you're the bank account, rather than it is, you know, the tziruf to you, you know, and what the animal did. Yeah.
For Sadius Sefer Mitzvos, he counts nogeach and nogeach.
He has what?
He says nogeach.
Oh, he does have nogeach. You're right. Right.
So,
I mean, he doesn't leave out nogeach. He just leaves out
nogeach and nogeach.
And nogeif,
yeah.
Separately.
And then he says,
oh, yes, he has nogeif as a as an independent mitzvah, or he just mentions nogeif together with nogeach? It's a different number?
He says, seder, in the lashon, I don't have the numbers. It says, seder, nogeach, nogeif, gomeitz, mahaveh, hever.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that. Oh, okay.
He points out it's one parsha is shor the shore and one shor b'alma. That's
what it's. Oh, mean nogeach is shor Ba'adam, and Nogaif is Shor B'Shor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk more about Karen. Remind me about that.
And Rapport thinks that this parsha is actually Chi of
all Yechidim. Not all about Tzibur.
Shor B'Shor and Shor B'Adam.
Which doesn't make sense according to his explanation, which is And nobody's going to pay this unless you force Bezin to do.
So he says, like, it's really a fee on the yachid, but like technically, because we can't. Like,
but that's true for all of them. Why is that more true for no geyach and no geif then?
I don't know. In his Hazama, he points out only these two parshas.
Meaning Hakdama to the whole thing, when he talks about the difference between parshas and tzibur. I don't remember that. Okay. Okay, but thank you. Thank you for correcting me. So there are 2 points. Number one, he does have no geyach. He doesn't leave out no geyach. That's better, actually. He only leaves out regel. Yeah. So, on the contrary, so that's easier to explain. Based on what we just said. I mean, regel is the one that's like mafsid, as opposed to mazik, and that's more shaluche. Even if it's babi mela, it's shalak shaluche. You know what I mean? In a way. It's not for a nezek, it's for a hefse. Okay. So, and that nogef is separate, shor adam, shor behem, but that we'll talk about. We have to talk about that in bor, and in shor, and in adam. You know, whether adam and behem, adam and adam, which is kovel, basically. That's also for the Rajba big issue. Okay. Avram, you had a question? No. Yeah.
Why does the Rambam start with
again?
Why does he start with Kiyadu? Even if
it could be that he is influenced by the Rishonim. I mean, the Rambam is more influenced by the Rishonim than most Rishonim. And it could be that he thinks that in some level Kiyaver already signifies shame. I just don't think necessarily, you know, that it means shame and Reka. Even though, again, in Mishnah Torah, clearly he does integrate that. But it could be, again, they have the same dinim, you know, but for different reasons. Right? That's what's so fascinating about Shane and Rego, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. Either way, what he's pointing out is correct and interesting. Again, Chinuch followed the Rambam in that. I mean, Chinuch didn't do it coincidentally. Chinuch picked up, the Chinuch always, you know, the default template for the Chinuch, you know, is the Rambam and then the Ramban. So it's not a coincidence that he did that. Anyways, what we're basically... Yeah, sorry, Shua.
Just on Nathan's point, the Rashbam reads Kiyaver as referring to shame, not just to the pasuk. He says that it really means that you're being machil, you're being... As opposed to Rashi, who thinks that it's being motive.
Okay. Let me point to the Rashbam. Yeah. Kiyaver means you're feeding the behavior.
Right, so it really does mean shame in the pasuk.
Right. But again, the point I was trying to make before was that's very different than ubir. Because if you say kiyaver, it's just for the point of the Yerushalmi anyway, you know, and that is that if you say kiyaver, then there's a sholach shluche aspect, you know, to it. Where if it's, you know, if it's ubir b'sadacher, it's the animal, both in terms of the strength of the verb and also, you know, who the association with the man as well.
And also, just the Sifra Abatim reads the Rambam and Sifra Mitzvos the way Rabbi is. He says that
the way
means dafka
I did.
Shame.
Yeah. How does he read it?
He says that Kiyaver means dafka shein.
Dafka shein.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that. Okay. Anyways, as you see, there's a lot of hard work to tease out, you know, some of these things, the Seder of the Mishnah, you know, the Bor being the Emtza, you know, is there a stronger affinity between, you know, Karen and regular Karen and Shane. You know, is Karen even relevant, you know, to Shane or to Regal? What we're seeing is all of these options we're seeing. A minyan mitzvahs, we only count, you know, we count Shane and Regal because they're a unit. We count Shane and Regal because they're a unit, even if it defies the default methodology in Sefer Mitzvos, you know, that normally mm-hmm. would be more expansive, right? That's an extreme. Or no, on the contrary. You know, even those of us who are more expansive are not only not integrating, you know, we're kind of eliminating, you know, regel, you know, completely, and that's because it's more, you know, more generic. So these are, I see the time is up. So these are some of the issues. We'll get into more of them. I want to go through psukim just to define them. Well, I think it's also very relevant, obviously, to another issue that the Rajba discusses. And that is the question. I still want to go through the Rajban, Mechal Yekarna, and Sholach Shluche, but you see already what's going on there. But he does ask the question, why is Mechal Yekarna Din and Regel? So Tosis asks that question too, by the way. What is Tosis' answer? Just give me one more minute, sorry. What is Tosfos' answer? We'll get to Michal Yekarta, what it means in a minute, but or Sunday. There are two interesting Tosfos in. One is Dumya Deregel, Vibtober Venema Ipcha, Dhamakshina and Lchumra, Hanibili Bisura, of a Mamona Lo, like the Rajba's question, right? You know, not in the same line, but this is the, right, the Rajba was discussing, hey Mafkas. So we include them both, or we should exclude them both. Here we're talking about, like, Dumi de Regel, to make you what? To make you Chayiv, even if it's not Mechal Yekarna. The Tosa says, no, go the other way. Say Regel is Dumi de Shein, and you'll only be Chayiv Regel if it's Mechal Yekarna. Right? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Mida hi Batorah, Loshna Bisur, Loshna B'mamona, meaning it's based on the rule of, you know, Hamakshina and Chumra. Right? But otherwise, it's a good question. The Rajba asks the same question. What's the Rajba's answer? Moshe, you have it? Same question. Why don't you go the other way? Say you need Bechal Yekarna and Regel. Why do you learn from Regel that you don't need Bechal Yekarna and Shein? Assuming you equate them. Yeah. Oh, a lot of Rishonim say give this answer, meaning a stam regel is not mechal yekarna. Depends what you mean by mechal yekarna, of course. If it means obliterating the chafza completely, right? Then that's true. Like there's something left, right? Okay, but basically, whether it's Tosas or the Rajba, the question presupposes that Mechal Yekarna is equally applicable to Regel, in theory, as it is to Shein. Again, it's a very understandable question. Just as what the Rajma was saying in the name of the Yerushalmi about, you know, Mimela Holach Hiluche is equal to Shein and to Regel. And that there is a line in the Bavli that suggests that, right? We might have said Holach Hiluche is only Din and Shein. And especially in light of the Rajbam's Kiaver, that's very reasonable, correct? But my answer would be to all of these, not a coincidence. The Chal Yekarna is a din in Shein, because the Mechayiv is Hanala Zeko, which means either this or that, but according to, it's much more, right, focused on that. And Regel, which is not, it's the least Mazik oriented of anything. It's Mafsid. So Shalach Shluche becomes a much more important factor. Right? I was saying something before. So this also has a lot to do with the question of where you draw the line between Keren and Regel, and where you draw the line between Keren and Shein when there is overlap. That's an interesting objective meta question, maybe. I'm not sure if that's what the question is, but maybe. And connected to it, like, how strict are you about Matsui in Regel? And how strict are you about Hana in Shein? What am I referring to, Asher? Which argument or which discussion? I said there are two other questions that we would want to consider as well, many more than two. One is the line between Keren and Shein as opposed to the line between, I mean the border between Keren and Shein and the border between Keren and Regel. It's an interesting question to ask, like, you know, how are there differences, like, you know, in differentiating between those categories in certain cases, and the question of what do we mean or what is the required level of Hana in Shein, and what is the required level, let's say, of Matsui, Regilus, etc. in Regel. What case am I referring to? A discussion of the Rishonim?
Yes, either the Sheikh of Nachash.
Excellent. Or?
The
what?
Matsu Golem,
yeah, in other words, what happens when you have a case of, let's say, the animal, you know, bites, with the animal wants to eat. right? But the, you know, lo ala machshavta, right? The stuff, you know, ends up on the ground, ruined in such a way that even the animal won't eat it anymore. That's what starts off as hanala zeko, but there's no ana. Or the nachash, right? You know, is the nachash's bite, you know, when he's not objectively going to eat, is that considered hanala zeko? And what about a ravtsanis and a batanis? Right? An animal is established already as a stomper and a kicker. Right? So that's a discussion between the Rajba and the Talmidei Rajba Varush and others, right, on Beis Amid Beis, I wanted you to look at. So we'll pick up with that as well. I want to just go through the rest of the and the other reports I gave you on Shane and Regel. Again, well, this won't be our only discussion of it, but let's pick up with that. Sorry, I went over.